Revision 4. Exercise E, page 169. 1. You hear a man talking on the radio. Why did he decide to become an artist? A. He was inspired by his surroundings. B. It was a lifelong ambition. C. He wanted to make money.
I used to work at a landfill site and was shocked by how much went to waste. One day I decided to try to do something about it. I gathered all sorts of rubbish, such as wood, metal, and plastic, and decided to create a sculpture. I never saw myself as an artist, but it turned out I had a talent for it. Who would have thought that I would end up selling my work for hundreds of pounds?
2. You hear a young woman talking. What does she work as? A. A ringmaster. B. A talent scout. C. A tightrope walker.
When I first walked into the circus and saw the ringmaster on stage with all the performers, I was blown away. I knew there and then that I wanted to be part of that world. I started training at the Laughing Clown Circus School and was lucky enough to be talent spotted while I was there. The first time I went on stage was a really nerve-wracking experience. I just tried to stay focused and hoped I wouldn't fall. When I finally crossed the rope to the other side, the audience clapped and cheered. It was the best feeling in the world.
3. You hear a teacher talking to his students about an artist. How does the artist feel about his work? A. He feels it is too time-consuming. B. He wishes that his sculptures would last longer. C. He embraces the temporary nature of his work.
Andy Goldsworthy is a very dedicated artist. All of his works are made from natural materials, like leaves, twigs, and flowers. He spends many hours and sometimes days creating beautiful works of art. However, due to the materials he uses, the majority of his sculptures last only a short period of time. Andy accepts that his work will ultimately decay, believing that this is an important part of the artistic process. However, we can still view his sculptures through his stunning photography, which captures them in their full glory.
4. You hear a woman talking to a ticket office. Why has she phoned the office? A. To purchase some tickets. B. To cancel a booking. C. To reserve some tickets.
Hello there. I spoke to a lady yesterday about purchasing some tickets for the Denning Festival. As I wasn't sure what days I would be going, she said she would reserve me 2 tickets for the entire weekend and I could get back to her about it. Well, I've decided that I'm just going to go for 2 days instead of 3. So could I possibly change that booking and also pay for the tickets by credit card?
5. You hear part of a news broadcast about a live event. Where is the reporter? A. At an arts festival. B. At a sporting event. C. At a film premiere.
As you can see behind me, thousands of spectators have gathered to watch this year's event. Over at the grandstand, the ladies are wearing spectacular hats that look more like works of art. What a sight! Everyone is currently focused on the screen to my left, where you can see jockeys getting ready for the competition. The atmosphere is truly electric.
6. You hear a woman being interviewed on the radio. Who motivated her to start the charity? A. Members of the community. B. Colleagues at work. C. A member of the family.
So, tell me a bit about the charity.
Well, Art for Kids is a non-profit organisation that aims to get disabled children involved in the arts. It's a community-based project that invites people to get involved with various initiatives involving art, drama, and music.
That sounds great. What got you involved in this line of work?
Well, I'm a gallery curator, and my colleagues and I have always believed that the community should be involved with art. However, when my own daughter was born blind, I realised that there was little support for children with disabilities. So I basically did what I felt had to be done and founded this organisation.
7. You hear a young man talking about life as a performer. How does he feel while he is performing? A. Nervous. B. Calm. C. Excited.
Even though I've been practicing for years, I still get a bit of stage fright when I first walk out. I just want to make sure everything goes according to plan, because there's nothing worse than a magician who fails to do a trick. Once I'm up there, though, I just relax and focus on the task at hand. I'm like a different person. I love the look on an audience member's face after I've performed a trick. They are so amazed and thrilled. It's such a satisfying feeling.
8. You hear part of a documentary about holography. What is the narrator describing? A. The way in which holography works. B. The pros and cons of holographic technology. C. The various applications for holography.
These days, many developers have been working with holography in the hope of creating innovative future technologies. Some are incorporating it in mobile phones, while others are making games that offer a genuine hands-on experience. The possibilities are endless. However, don't get too excited, as it may be a long time before we are able to purchase such items on the high street.